This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. President Trump is announcing that a recent military operation in Yemen killed an al-Qaeda leader who boasted about December's deadly attack at a Florida military base. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump has confirmed the reported death of Qasem al-Rimi, the head of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a deadly branch of the terrorist group focused on attacking the U.S. mainland. It was a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen, although the president gave no details on when or how it was conducted. Al-Rimi had put out a video claiming his group was responsible for the December 6th shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station that left three sailors dead and others wounded. President Trump had retweeted recent accounts of Al-Rimi's death, but this is official confirmation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, as China's Hubei province reported dozens of new deaths, taking the total in China to over 600. Jillian Kitchener of Reuters has more.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, a grim milestone for the fast-spreading outbreak. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hardest hit by the outbreak. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading illegal and false information about the coronavirus. On Friday, China's Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, reported new deaths, taking the death toll in China to over 600. It also reported nearly 2,500 new cases, for a total of over 30,000 cases, according to state TV.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met Thursday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta at the White House and announced the United States plans to initiate trade agreement negotiations with the Republic of Kenya. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's largest trading partner more than a decade ago. Kenyatta's visit to Trump's White House is rare for an African head of state. Kenyatta met with Trump once before in August 2018 when, as the White House said Thursday, the two leaders established the United States-Kenya bilateral strategic dialogue. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez says the results of the Iowa caucuses are still up in the air, although one person has taken the lead. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Even with 100% of the Democratic Party's caucus results reported, it's too close to call in Iowa between Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. Another factor is evidence that the state party has not accurately tabulated some of its results. National Party Chair Tom Perez is calling for a re-canvass of the results, something the state party says it would do, but only at the request of one of the candidates. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who appears to have placed third, says it's not a priority for her.
I'm not focused on Iowa now. I'm focused on moving forward. I'm focused on what's happened here in New Hampshire.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Next up for the Democrats competing to run against Trump is New Hampshire. A primary is scheduled in that state on February 11th. Boeing is addressing a new software issue on its grounded 737 MAX jets. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Speaking with reporters in London Thursday, Stephen Dixon, the head of the Federal Aviation Administration, said Boeing's discovered a light that warns pilots about a system used to make the 737 MAX jets point up or down isn't working properly. A Boeing spokesman said a change is being made to the software. He added the new issue is not expected to change plans for the MAX jets to return to service around mid-year. All 737 MAX jets have been grounded worldwide since March 2019, after crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia killed 346 people. I'm Mike Gracia.
At least 12 Israeli soldiers were injured when a Palestinian motorist drove his car into them Thursday in Jerusalem. The Israeli military say the soldiers were walking in cultural and entertainment district when attacked. The motorist fled the scene and remains at large. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old Palestinian man was shot and killed during a clash between demonstrators and Israeli forces in the West Bank city of Jenin Thursday, one day after a 17-year-old boy was killed in a similar incident in Hebron. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.